So the fourth function of a HR manager is performance appraisal. And performance appraisal, the definition for performance appraisal, this is a process of setting standards for each employee and then assessing their performance regularly over a period of time. So it involves the following. So it involves agreeing targets. So you bring the employee in, you have an interview with them, and between the manager and the employee, you agree targets. So at the start of the year, the employee and their supervisor set targets for an employee to meet over a period of time, could be 6 months or a year. Productivity is measured of the efficiency in the business and is measured by output per worker. So you set your targets, and then when you come back to look at them, you see whether those targets are met. And that's the next step, so reviewing process. So the manager and employee meet at regular interviews to review the process towards the agreed goals. Third step then, discuss outcomes. So at the end of the stated period, both parties agree again to evaluate the performance and set new targets. So when to come back in after that period, they'll see whether the targets have been met or not. If the targets have been met, well, then that's good for the employee. They might be able to negotiate a wage increase. If they haven't met their targets, well, then it might help the business to identify any training needs that they might give their employees to improve their skills and to help them meet those targets. And it also improves communication as well. So they're kind of three good things about the performance appraisal. Other importance of the performance appraisal include the following. So identify training needs of the employees, identify employees who are suitable for promotion, helps in deciding pay rises and bonuses, and improves communication between the managers and the employees. So that's your fourth step, performance appraisal, as the fourth function of a HR manager.